Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Friday, October the 29th, 2010. Headline, final North Carolina Senate forecast, Republican majority likely 29. No changes since last week's Investors Political Daily North Carolina Senate report, which showed the North Carolina Senate Republican caucus with a likely majority of 29 senators. All 50 North Carolina Senate races are handicapped in the Investors Political Daily North Carolina Senate report. Bottom line Republican totals. Republicans have 11 candidates with no opposition. Another 11 candidates are likely winners because they have an uncontestable political advantage. Most often, the district was drawn with a clear partisan bias. And add 7 favored Republican candidates. That brings their likely total to 29 wins next Tuesday, with a possibility of 30 if they split the 3 toss-up races evenly with the Democrats. The majority party needs only 26 seats in the 50-member Senate to rule. Remember, all 50 North Carolina Senate races are handicapped in the Investors Political Daily North Carolina Senate report. Just go online and point and click at the hyperlink, and you can see all of those handicapped races. Bottom line, Democratic totals. Democrats have only 1 candidate with no opposition. 16 candidates who are likely winners because they have an uncontestable political advantage, and 1 favored Democratic candidate. That brings their likely total to 18 wins next Tuesday, 20 if they split the 3 toss-up races with the Republicans. GOP has had double-digit momentum advantage since August. Check out today's late-breaking trends Senate chart, and you will see that North Carolina Senate Republicans continue to enjoy an 18-point partisan momentum advantage, which they have held since August the 16th. What are the big differences between 2008 and 2010? The big differences in Senate races this year are money, momentum, and leadership. Point 1. The North Carolina Senate Democratic Caucus's national model political war machine has fallen apart, with a half a dozen key retirements, especially the loss of the old war general Tony Rand. Point number 2. The Senate Republican Caucus has grown exponentially in strength and effectiveness in all areas of campaign fundamentals, from recruiting and fundraising to strategic planning and united leadership. Point 3. Republicans have the political momentum advantage. Point 4. Republicans have neutralized the one advantage that Democrats have always managed to dominate and parlay into winning the majority. That being money. Next point, Democratic scandals involving senators and caucus alums, including Tony Rand, R.C. Soles, and Governor Beverly Perdue, have been a major distraction. Next point, Governor Perdue is a drag on all Democratic candidates with her dismal 21% favorable rating. Final point, the big money corporate folks are hedging their bets and helping Republicans big time. Biggest political story of the general election. The biggest political story of the entire general election was written on Thursday by Jim Morrill with the Charlotte Observer. The headline read, North Carolina Republicans narrow fundraising gap on Democrats. Here are the highlights. Republican fundraising is up twice as much as in 2008 through mid-October. Next, Republican fundraising is up 3 times as much as in 2006, the last midterm elections. Next point, Democrats are $2 million down from where they were this time in 2008 and $1 million down from where they were during the last midterm election year in 2006. Game over. Democrats have held a majority in the North Carolina House and Senate because of their 2-to-1 financial advantage. That gave them the extra resources every election cycle to protect their base, win the toss-up races, and raid Republican districts. Democrats no longer have the financial advantage. Game over. Well, that's it. John Davis, Political Report, Friday, the 29th of October, 2010. Investors Political Daily. Final North Carolina Senate forecast. Republican majority likely, 29. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.